Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing podcast. I'm your host, Teal, and this podcast is on SweatNet. Be sure to check out SweatNet at sweatnet.com. Now, before we get into my next guest, I want to remind you that the Be Amazing Weekend is being held October 15th and 16th here in Charlotte, North Carolina, sponsored by Strong Fitness Magazine. This weekend is all about women celebrating women. We have several events that you can participate in, and one that I really want to share more about is the Be Amazing Showcase, which this is an opportunity for women to share their story and celebrate their journey. And it doesn't have to be fitness necessarily. Now, we will have some women that have had transformations and they'll come and celebrate that, but it's also for women that just have been through maybe a hard place in their life or overcome an obstacle, and they just want to celebrate that fact and share their story to inspire others. For more information, you can go to beamazingweekend.com. You can also follow us on IG at beamazingweekend. Feel free to hit me up on IG. It's Teal Smart. For other questions, I'll be glad to answer them. But now let's talk about my guest today. Her name is Jen DeCandia, and she and I go way back in fitness. Jen is a gym owner and online trainer that lives and breathes all things fitness. One of her greatest joys in life is witnessing and supporting others who are crushing life. With her belief in endorphins are magical, she's created a recovery through fitness give back, offering free gym memberships at her gym to recovering addicts. Having lost her younger brother to an overdose and just recently her father to a lifelong addiction, Jen wants to share with other gyms how they can offer similar programs so that more people in recovery can find the remarkable benefits of fitness. Listen in to hear an inspirational story of a passion for fitness becoming a purpose greater than ever imagined. Stay tuned for this incredible conversation with Jen.
Welcome to the show, Jen. I'm so glad to have you on and have you here today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
We have so much to talk about, and a lot of it revolves, of course, around we both love fitness and we've known each other for a really long time. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, hello. My name is Jen, and I am a fitness nut, like Teal said. We have known each other, gosh, I don't even know, since 2005 or six, I want to say, maybe even before that.
Yeah, I can't even remember. I was going to say, I think it is. And then I remember.
I think around there.
Right. And then I remember the Miami trip, really, because that's when we really bonded.
Yeah, that was pivotal for sure. I think it was like 2005 or 2006. But either way, it's like back in prehistoric days. Back when, you know, we were living our life, you know, traveling around for all these shows and having so much fun. But now I'm a mom of three. I have twin girls that are seven and a little boy that's nine, and they are my absolute world. And my husband as well. Don't forget. I don't want to forget about him. He's wonderful. And a bull mastiff puppy. Yes, 150-pound dog. So we have him as well. I'm a huge animal lover. I own a local here in Massachusetts. I own a local gym, as well as coach online a couple hundred women at any given time for different fitness goals, we'll call them. They could be anything from a show to a marathon to, you know, a mommy makeover type program. So I'm 100% live, breathe all things fitness. I'm an endorphin junkie. I absolutely love seeing other people win. When people are crushing life, like it lights me up.
And I love that because you can totally feel that vibe. Like the minute we talk, it's like, boom.
Yeah. I definitely don't lack any energy. That's for sure. By any means. But yes, that's what people always said to me. Like, just wait till you're older. You're going to slow down. I'm like, no, girl, I'm going faster and faster. I'm not slowing down.
Right. I'm picking up pace. What are you talking about?
Definitely.
So kind of go back to your childhood years. Were you in sports? Did you play? Or were you just active? Like, kind of take us on that road to how you got to fitness.
Take you back in the day. So back, I was never into, I always enjoyed sports, but there was never a sport that really clicked for me. So I tried different things. I played softball for a year. I cheered for a year. I tried different things, but nothing really stuck with me. And as a young child, I moved a lot. So we moved literally almost every year up until eighth grade. So I never really had the chance to kind of stick with something. And the only thing that I did stick with was exercise. And it started when I was in eighth grade. I started going to a gym that was next to a nursing home I actually worked at, like scooping puree food, dude, onto a like tray. You know, listen, I was a hustler at, you know, young. I would do anything to make some money. So I would work there after school and I would go to the gym. And it was sort of my escape. Like I, at a young age, realized like endorphins were truly magical. I say that all the time, but I really believe it. And that was my jam. That was my sport, so to speak. Like I just loved it. I loved going to the gym. I loved listening to people. I loved learning. And at that point, I didn't really know much. You know, I was young and in my young teen ages. And but that ended up being my sport. And I did it all through high school and, you know, obviously made a career out of it.
So when did you know that you wanted to pursue it as a career? Like, was there like something pivotal that happened or you just automatically knew that's what you wanted to do?
You know, what's funny. I didn't do it as a career at first. I always trained on the side. I was trained part-time, but I went to UMass Amherst and I got a degree in communications and a minor in nutrition. And I worked at a radio station actually for almost 12 years in radio sales. And I did that up until my son was born. I still did that. And when the girls were born is when I took a step back and said I wanted to put 100% into fitness. However, if I back up to high school, I worked in the gym. I worked like at the front desk and I loved it, but I didn't know if I could be a trainer, you know, and make a career out of it. So I interned at the radio station and they offered me a position in sales. And I was like, no way, I'm not a salesperson. I can't sell. And they were like, well, then I'm sorry. Like we don't have any assistant positions for you. Like it's, you know, thank you for your internship. Like you're done. And I was like, I'll try sales. I'll try it. Sign me up. So I ended up being the youngest sales manager in the company. And at 23, I was a sales manager managing a team of, you know, 10 account executives. And really, it really taught me a lot about business and about life and about relationships. And it was probably one of the most influential jobs I've ever had, or because I had to walk into, you know, car dealerships and act like I owned them to get them to talk to me. So it was huge for me. It was huge. I don't want to say I was quiet in high school, but I kind of kept to myself and I was silly, which you know that. So I was the class clown in my superlatives. So I was silly, but I was definitely, my light was dimmed, we'll call it. But sales really brought out and, you know, really gave me the confidence that I knew I had inside. I just wasn't really sharing it with the world. So I definitely think that I'm so thankful for my managers at the time, like Karen Cerulli, if you're listening, she'll listen to the podcast, I'm sure. And she was a huge mentor for me because she believed in me. And I was like, I can do this. I know I can. And I remember, you know, there's tears, there's this, there's frustration and sales and ups and downs, but you can't, that life experience, like you can't teach that. You really just have to. So it was amazing. And that was, then I realized I wanted to do more with fitness and I did really well at the radio station. So I started to do more with fitness and kind of my passion, like really became my purpose. And it really, and now I don't work at the radio station anymore, obviously, but 8 years ago, that was when I last time, because things change with corporations and the requirements and whatnot. And I wanted to be able to be home with my kids during the day. So I decided to take up the step back, but that's still part of me. Like the relationships I have with the people that I built relationships with, the clients and, you know, coworkers was super influential.
That's huge. And I think having that background only helps you in what you're doing in fitness now. Like it's you, cause you really have to have that piece for it to really be at the place you are with it, having a gym, having an online program, that whole ability to communicate with people, sales, follow up, all of that. Like that's such a huge piece. So that's, I mean, like perfect training for what you're doing now.
Well, it's people by people, right? People by people. They want to be, and when it comes down to it, and this is what I told account executives when they would start at the radio station is, listen, they're going to spend money on advertising. It's your job to make them want to spend it with you. And the same thing goes for training. People are going to go to a gym, or they're going to go to a trainer, or they're going to hire a coach. It's your job to make them want you to be their coach, or you to be the gym that they go to. And it's also your job to keep them with you. you should not be. So that was the biggest thing is, you know, there people are going to hire coaches, and they're, you know, of course, like things happen. Sometimes people want to be new or whatnot. But the reality is that people buy people. So they buy you, whatever it is.
Whatever such great, this is such great advice. And I think especially for young guns that are coming up, or people that are stepping into fitness, maybe, you know, leaving corporate and going to, you know, all of a sudden pursue their passion. Like, this is such great advice.
It's, you know, and I say this to newer trainers, I'm like, listen, you've got to hustle right now. Like you will have to hustle. There is no doubt. However, if you're consistent and you follow up and you actually care, you will make a difference, because people can sense authenticity. They can sense when you're genuine and when you genuinely care about people. It's not about burn and turn in my gym or in my online program. Like, it's about consistent, like, quality relationships. And that's, you know, I've coached people now. I just turned 40 and I've been coaching now for, gosh, well, since high school, like technically doing, but you know, I've had my gym for double digit years, and the same people still come, because when they come, we believe in them, and we pump them full of that.
That's amazing. Well, so from, you know, being in fitness and you coaching and training, when did you decide to compete in bikini?
Oh, God. a friend of mine was doing it, and I was like, I think I want to do that. And then, you know, I wanted a goal. I did marathons, I did triathlons, I've done, you name it, I've done it. Every other obstacle course race you could think of, anything else. And I was like, I want to do something different. And I was always intrigued by physique competitors, because I just think they're incredibly impressive and their dedication and whatnot. And I was like, I want to do that. And I'll tell you right now, the first time I did, it was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done. There's no doubt. And I'm not in like a show busy type person. Yes, like for my energy is high, but I'm not a dancer. I'm not a gymnast. Like, so that wasn't my forte at all. And I was like deer in headlights on the stage my first show. It was awful, but you know, I did it. And for me, it was what I wanted to do. I knew that that was going to be a struggle for me. I don't really love the spotlight on me like that. So it was interesting, but I did it with friends. So we had a blast. And some of the friendships I've made over, or I should say all the friendships I've made since competing are, you know, are lifelong friendships, because you go through the ups and downs of it. And I truly loved competing, loved it. But I'll tell you what I love more is helping women achieve a goal like that. I do work with some men, but mainly women. And when they feel like I felt, like, oh, I don't, that's not my jam. Like, I don't know about that. And then they get out there and they are rock stars, and they leave there feeling so incredibly confident and feeling that they could conquer the world. That is what I live for now. That's what I live for. I have zero desire to step on the stage again, because that, that fires me up. That you can tell even by my I'm talking faster, because I get excited I always say this, like my shirt, I am strong. I truly believe that everybody's strong. They just don't believe they're strong. And that's what I love to do as a coach, is make people believe that they can truly do anything, and they are strong.
Well, it's so funny that you answered my question before it even came out of my mouth, because I was going to ask you, does coaching fill your cup more than taking the stage? And bam, there you go. Yeah, yep. There's something to be said for that, because there's a lot of people that do amazing on stage, but really can't coach anyone after. It's like an athlete. Amazing athletes don't always make the best coaches. And there's some people that there's just that built in. They know how to coach someone and how to do it and how to encourage and motivate and inspire and help them push. And it's evident in what you do, both in your, you know, really in everything that you're doing right now. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing better. I can't even think of anything better than when a client of ours wins and they believe in themselves. I'm like, job's done. Mic drop. Like, that's it. My job's done here. Goodbye.
Right. Like, nothing left to be said. It's all been said right there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I know that you have your gym, and tell everyone the name of it.
It's NV Fitness. So the letter NV and then fitness.
So, at your gym, you've done something really unique and special. And it was something that I wanted to take opportunity for you to share, because I know that there were challenges that came with this, but you lost your brother a couple years ago. And since then, you were inspired to do something at your gym using fitness to help others. So I just wanted you to share with us about, you know, all of that really.
Sure. I lost my younger brother in 2010 to a drug overdose. And, you know, for years I struggled on how I could give back, like, how could I help other people that are struggling with addiction? Because I truly, in my heart of hearts, believe that addiction is a disease. And, I actually lost my father to the same disease, to addiction, this past year. So I 100% believe that addiction is a disease. And, you know, I, from a young age, I could see something was just not right with my brother, and he escaped with drugs. And unfortunately that killed him in 2010. Since I did, you know, some races, I raised some money, you know, I donated to some incredible organizations, but nothing really, I mean, it felt good to give back, but I didn't feel like I was making a big enough difference. So I decided that I was going to run a program at my gym called Recovery Through Fitness. And I was going to allow people that were in recovery to come to my gym for free, no questions asked, as long as they were clean for 7 days with the sponsor letter. They could come to my gym in the classes for free, discreetly, to replace some of those chemicals in their brain with endorphins. That's the idea, right? That's the idea. And now it's taken off. You know, we have a couple people in each of our classes all day long that are in recovery through fitness. No one in the gym knows them. It's not a separate group. It's not an AA type program or anything like that. It is allowing these individuals who are suffering from a disease to come in and be just people and experience what, you know, what others are experiencing, and be around positive people and replace some of those, you know, they're really truly chemical imbalances with endorphins, and leave there feeling great. We have some people that even come twice a day, and not that I recommend that, you know, for the average person, but for somebody that is recovering from an addiction, it's a great thing. It's a great thing for them to replace it with exercise. So that has been incredibly fulfilling to see people come from rehab. And, you know, I have someone who's so close to my heart, and he was a coach for me. He ended up, he was our first, they did, a local newspaper did a, you know, an article on us. He ended up leaving his full-time job to become a coach because he wanted to give back to the community as well. And it is the best feeling when you see them walk through the door and they're smiling and they're healthy and they're there because they want to just do better for themselves. And you know, it's been very, very successful, and we'll continue to run that. There are some other gyms that you know, we talked about this before, Seal, is, you know, I'm open to extending this to anyone that wants to offer this at the gym. I will show you how to set it up. It is very simple, but it's incredibly rewarding, and I love it. It will always be part of my life. So I feel like I'm finally giving back to, like, I'm using my strengths to help others, and finally giving back to the community that, you know, did for so long really try to truly help my brother. Like, he was in and out of rehab for a long time. So it's no one's fault that he didn't, you know, it's drugs. You can't control it. What happens, obviously. And be able to give back really, really, really fills my soul.
That's amazing. And when you first told me about the program, I was like, it just touched my heart because it is so community oriented, and you really are, it's changing somebody's life and giving them an opportunity to, you know, change their life forever. So if there's any gym listening, if there's anyone listening that wants to run this program, reach out to Jen. Yeah. In fact, Jen, tell them where they can connect with you.
So on Facebook, well, it's just my name. It's pretty simple. On Facebook, Instagram, you can email me with, you can email me at getfitwithjend@gmail.com. So it's literally just like it sounds, getfitwithjend@gmail.com. Or we'll, you know, we'll tag in the podcast, my name on Facebook, on Instagram, the same thing, Jen DeCandia, pretty simple.
Well, I truly appreciate what you're doing and how you're empowering others. And it speaks so much of the person that you are in your heart. Not only are you helping women and men get in better shape and become better versions of themselves, but you're also doing something on a community level that is just like, it truly is incredible. So I'm going to switch gears on us now.
Okay.
All right. So what is your song? Like, what is the song that fires you up when you're getting ready to go in the gym? Cause I know you're a beast in your gym anyway, but like, is there like a song that you, that just totally gets you in zone?
You know, I don't think it's a song. I think it's a vibe. Like, so I definitely, I listen to Fit Radio. Fit Radio is bomb. And I'll pick different, I like variety, but it's gotta be, I'm more like, you know, for sure hip hop, but not like real hardcore stuff, more like fun, upbeat, like hip hop type stuff. So, but Fit and Fit Radio, I love because they have all the mixes that are a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of, you know, 90s, a little bit of 2000s, some Britney Spears in there, some Pitbull, like that's my jam. I like all music. However, I will not, the only things I don't work out to are country or like slow music, because that's not motivating at all. And nothing like super like rah, 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 like rock, like hardcore, no. I like kind of top 40 stuff, man. I'm pretty simple.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. But I do have certain songs, like I do have a playlist that I have like three songs that are like my go-to. I'm like, feel like I need a push. I'm like that one.
If I had to pick, it would be like a Pitbull song for sure.
Okay.
Just fires me up.
You can't go wrong with that. Pitbull, like every single one of his songs. I think I even have like most of those on a playlist.
Yeah, exactly.
Mainly because I like to dance and and break it down, and that's great for that.
Exactly.
Well, I usually wrap up every episode with this question, and it's the same one to you. Is there anything else on your heart that you want to share?
Oh, there's lots on my heart, Steele. That's a loaded question. But for me, I see women every single day that come into my gym, and you know, they come in, their shoulders are down and their chest heads down, and like, I'm not these people in this gym. I don't belong here. This isn't my jam. And when they can leave there with their chin high and their shoulders back and their chest proud, and that feel like they just crushed life, that's what truly, truly, truly lights me up and lights the coaches that I hire that work with me up. And I'll tell you right now, if you don't feel that, find your people that will light you up. Find your people that will literally, I say it all the time, like pump you up. You should leave, you know, a gym or a trainer or a coach, you know, feeling way better than when you walked in. So find your people and love them hard.
Yes, because it all full circles. You love on your people and they'll love on you and vice versa. And to me, community is everything, which is why when we connected, and like you said, with our fitness community, like the women that have competed over the years, and that we have this incredible connection and community. And it's because of that, we've loved on each other and we share that and have shared that along the way. So yeah, awesome.
Find your people and love them hard. Find your people. For love sure. It.
Well, thank you so much for being on today and taking time out and sharing your story. And I really appreciate it. And I can't wait for us to be together at some point during this year, hopefully.
I can't wait. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jen. Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.